Shai Davidi, Sportsnet baseball columnist. He is in Dunedin, and he joins us here on Sportsnet today. Thanks for doing this, Shai. Yeah, I guess Matt Latos is the news of the day, and he's really not much more than a flyer. But, you know, given his reputation from around the league, I was kind of surprised at the way he was speaking yesterday.
Well, if you look at the circumstances under which he reported to Jay's camp, you know, he's not in a situation where he can be all brash and demanding of things. You know, it's a guy who had a very tough 2016 season, who ended up signing on middle of February. And that's usually a sign that things aren't going well for you. So I think he understands the situation that he's in. He seemed pretty determined. He's reshaped his body, and he comes to camp with no guarantees. So, you know, he's going to have to be focused. He's going to have to deliver when he's on the mound, and that's where he's at right now. So I think that the comment that he made yesterday is like, you know, he's in a position where he has to earn everything. I think it's a good realization on his part, but also a comment on the reality he's facing.
John Gibbons says he's going to stretch him out, which makes a lot of sense for a former starter to be put in that position. And Ross Atkins says that they're probably done with signing any sort of free agencies, even deals that are at the minor league level. Was there anybody else they were looking at in this kind of position, Shai, considering there seems to be a lot of talent, I guess, and even former talent out there just waiting to catch on to a Major League Baseball roster?
Yeah, I mean, they've looked at Edwin Jackson a little bit too, but and they've had their eye on Matt Latos for a while. I mean, they started talking to him early in the off season, and those conversations proceeded all along as the winter played out. So, you know, this isn't just somebody that they just had a momentary bit of interest in and just said, all right, well, let's do this. I mean, they put a lot of work into Matt Latos, and they seem to believe that, you know, in the work that he's done around his knee, which has caused him a lot of issues over the past 2.5 years. And they seem to be convinced that he's going to be able to really regain some of the power on his fastball now that he's got more stability in the joint and he's in a bit of better physical shape. And look, I mean, this is a guy who was at one point one of the most talented young pitchers in baseball. He had a lot of success in his early 20s, in and around 200 innings for 5 straight seasons, good ERAs, and then the injuries started with his knee. So if he can regain any of that, I mean, this could be an interesting piece for the Blue Jays, because look, they've been trying to build starting depth for a long time. They don't have very much of it, and he's an interesting alternative.
Now he mentioned he would maybe open to going to Buffalo if that were the case.
Yeah, he mentioned that in passing, but, you know, in talking to Ross Atkins, I got the sense that wasn't whether or not he accepts that wasn't a big priority for the Blue Jays. They really want to find a way to get him on the team if he looks good in camp. And so if he does look like he's regained some past form and that he's going to be an effective pitcher, then he'll find his way onto the team as a long reliever in some type of relief role.
Shai Davidi, our guest here on Sportsnet today. Dan Riccio, David Bastel, and Rob Wong with you on your Sportsnet today morning. I've read a lot about Steve Pierce, and last week, Justin Smoke, you know, John Gibbons said if the season were to start today, Justin Smoke would be the starting first baseman. But I've also read, you know, quotes from Ross Atkins saying, you know, we'd be really intrigued if we could get 600 plate appearances from Steve Pierce. So I'm trying to figure out where those 600 plate appearances would come from. But also, I guess health is a big issue for Steve Pierce. He's never really been able to stay on the field. You look more at his numbers, Shai, and he's a really intriguing guy if he can stay on the field. I guess the Blue Jays would like to have that problem, though.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. If they can get the 2014 version of Steve Pierce, I think they'd be doing cartwheels. And I think where they are hoping to get the at-bats out of him are in left field. You know, they really want Justin Smoak to emerge as the everyday first baseman. They believe that that Justin Smoak still has some ability that's been untapped. And if Justin Smoak can deliver that kind of performance, and he doesn't have to be like, you know, a 900 OPS guy,
right?
But you know, if he can be an effective hitter and deliver his defense, and Steve Pearce can play left field, well, then overall you probably got a pretty good situation going on your club. So the issue with Pearce right now is his elbow. He had surgery on it in September that ended his season, and the Blue Jays are being cautious in rebuilding him. But he's feeling very good with his arm. I think he wants the Blue Jays to let him go and do more throwing than they are currently. So that's a good sign. And if he's ready to go on opening day playing left field, I think that's where you'll see him with Justin Smoak at first base.
Speaking of health and being cautious, how are the Blue Jays handling Aaron Sanchez in the spring, considering that his innings numbers significantly jumped in 2016?
Well, they're not going to be doing too much different, but they are going to pace him out a little bit more. He's not going to make his first Grapefruit League start till I think March 9th, maybe March 8th or something like that, which is a little bit later than some of the other starters. But that's not really significant because he'll still be ready to go for opening day and things of that nature. But they want to build in as much recovery time for him as possible. But Aaron Sanchez he's got his body where he wants it to be. He put some weight back on after he lost a lot of weight during the season last year, and he doesn't have to show anything or prove anything to anyone this spring the way he did last year. So that gives him the luxury of a bit more time and also the ability to do some experimenting. He's going to be working on his changeup a lot more. He wants to find a way to make that to build a bit more trust in the pitch that he can use it a bit more often this season. So because of the situation that he's in, he's going to have the opportunity to do all those things.
Will the Jays extend John Gibbons before the season begins, Shai?
It sure sounds like it. I mean, you would think that this isn't something that would necessarily take too long.
Yeah.
But it also hasn't been a front burner issue for either side because the Blue Jays did have, you know, basically 40% of their roster entering free agency, and there was a lot of turnover and potential turnover that they had to deal with. So the indications are from both sides that, you know, that they expect to sit down at some point and hammer something out. And I guess unless there's some sort of surprise, I don't see why that wouldn't happen.
Shai Davidi, our guest here on Sportsnet today. Last one before we let you go. We've heard some great reviews, I guess, from Russell Martin that he's pretty healthy going into this year. You know, I imagine he's not too happy about having to sit out the World Baseball Classic, but realistically, even with the incoming of Jared Saltalamacchia, the Jays need Russell Martin, as we know, more than anybody.
Yeah, 100% there, and he does feel a lot better. He's made that point a number of times. I've had a few conversations with him too, and he's talked about how he feels more athletic now, and that you know at that towards the end of the season, even just he would have pain in his left knee just sitting. And so, you know, if it's uncomfortable sitting, you can imagine what it must be like squatting on it for 3 hours and then trying to put some pressure on it when you're swinging the bat because it's his plant leg. So that's a big improvement for the Blue Jays if Russell Martin is feeling fine. But I don't think from a workload perspective that we're going to necessarily see him less this year than we did last year. What we will probably see is that the Blue Jays manage him more effectively. Because last year, essentially, his days off were dictated by when R.A. Dickey was starting, because Josh Tolley had to catch those games. And now the Blue Jays can more choose when he's going to sit, because Jared Saltalamacchia is in place. They'll have a little bit more comfort in giving him playing time than they did to Josh Tolley. And you know, it's not going to be dictated by the guy on the mound. So if there's a day after night, he doesn't have to play the day after night because the Blue Jays don't want to give Josh Tolley two straight games if Ari Dickey's pitching the day afterwards. So I think that combination should be very important for the Blue Jays. And if Russell Martin is feeling better, that should help him be a more productive player.
Not to make you jealous at all, Shy, but it's going to be 9 degrees here tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah, take that.
Well, I tell you what, man, I'm really missing salt on my shoes and flushing the street.
Yeah, in the front entrance at your house. Yeah, I know. I know the feeling. Thanks for this, Shy. I really appreciate it. Enjoy the nice weather.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a great day.